أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن أولى الناس بإبراهيم للذين اتبعوه وهذا النبي والذين معه والله ولي المؤمنين سورة آل عمران. We continue this particular section. The verses before the one I've just recited and this one is a response, an answer from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the assertion and claim from the Ahlul Kitab, from the Yahud and the Nasara, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was a Yahudi, a Nasrani. In order to understand this, we need to understand some context, of which I mentioned much in the last dars. There's a certain historical backdrop and a chronology. In order, after Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, of the senior prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent, one is Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And he came to the world at a time when it was ruled by a king whose kingdom extended in all directions of the earth. Namrud. He was a mushrik and he claimed to be God. And it was in this context that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam invited bravely towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was in this context that he smashed the idols and that he was flung into the fire which Allah cooled for him. And so he was able to sit and survive in the fire for days at a time. It didn't harm him. And it is in this context in which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam debated with Namrud. Namrud said, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said that إن الله يأتي بالشمس من المشرق فأتي بها من المغرب. So Namrud had said that Ibrahim alayhi salam said, I'm the one who gives life and death. And Namrud said, أنا أحيي وأميت. I give life and death. And he sent for two prisoners and he had one of them slayed in that moment. He had him killed, and the other he set free, and he presented this as an example of giving life and death. And now you can imagine, it's not just about his reasoning, his faulty reasoning. Kings in those days, what they said is what happened. It was law. And there was any number of people ready in any court of a king to instantly try to prove their loyalty to the king. And this was a powerful king. He had a huge kingdom. And so, in order to assert his authority, what does he do? In cold blood, he has a man murdered in the presence of his court and in the presence of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which immediately implies that if you don't do as I tell you, you too will be killed in this way. So he demonstrates his authority by having one man killed and setting the other one free. But this did not deter Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He asked him, he gave him a challenge. He asked him a second question. He says, okay, if this is your definition of giving life and death, and you do claim to be God, then فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْتِي بِالشَّمْسِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ فَأْتِي بِهَا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ. Allah causes the sun to rise from the west, from the east, so you cause it to rise from the west. فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ. He was left silenced and he was unable to speak. He had no answer, no way of responding to this. So it's in this context, and it's in the context in which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is told by his father to leave. Essentially, his father asks him to be distanced from him. Wahjurni maliya. His father stated that he wanted to have nothing to do with him for a long time. Leave me for a long time. So he's turning his son out. It's in this context. And it's in the context in which there's a time when the only believers on earth are Ibrahim alayhi salam and his wife Sarah. So Ibrahim alayhi salam comes to the world at a time when shirk is prevalent in all parts of the world, and he raises the flag of iman, of tawheed and iman, single-handedly. He invites people single-handedly to Islam. And Allah Azza wa Jal, in his old age, Ibrahim alayhi salam's old age, he grants him two sons, Ishaq and Ismail. And Ishaq alayhi salam takes up abode in lands of Sham, and Ismail alayhi salam in the lands of Makkah. And then, as we mentioned last week, the subsequent prophets come from the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And so both his sons, Ishaq and Ismail, are prophets. And from the children of Ishaq, you have Yaqub alayhi salam and his 12 sons, Yusuf alayhi salam and his 11 brothers. And from them, Banu Israel, this whole nation and ummah. And then amongst them, hundreds of prophets, constantly, a constant stream of prophets. Some of the more well-known ones are Dawud alayhi salam and Suleiman alayhi salam, his son. Both of them are both kings and prophets. And also Zakariya alayhi salam and his son Yahya alayhi salam, and also Uzair alayhi salam, and lots of others. And then finally Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And then centuries later, from the children of Ismail, some 6 centuries later, is born Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah Mukarramah. So, if you look at the chronology, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam also comes, and his brother Harun, to Banu Israel. So you have Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam. And Musa alayhi salam receives the Tawrat. And much, much later, Isa alayhi salam receives the Injil, again, within Banu Israel. And when Isa alayhi salam comes, some accept him and others don't. And so, as such, the Ahlul Kitab are divided into 2 groups. One become the Yahud and the other become to be known as the Nasara. And so, because of this commonality, the Yahud also claim Ibrahim alayhi salam. The Nasara also claim Ibrahim alayhi salam as their own, and each attribute their own religion to him. And the Quran says that he can't be either, because وَمَا أُنزِلَتِ التَّوْرَاتُ وَالْإِنْجِيلُ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ, as we discussed last week, the Tawrat and the Injil were only revealed after Ibrahim alayhi salam. So how can he be a follower of those that hadn't even been born, and of books that hadn't even been revealed? And that theme is continued in this verse, that in reality, if you ask the question, who is the closest to Ibrahim alayhi salam, then inna awlan nasi bi Ibrahim, today's verse. Indeed, the closest to Ibrahim, lalladhina taba'uhu, are those that followed him. Those that followed him. It's not about whether you are from the Yahud or the Nasara. In his own time, those who followed his teachings and example and embraced his way, لَلَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ, the ones who actually follow Ibrahim, your claim to closeness with Ibrahim will not be because of lineage. It will not be because of chronology. It will not be because your nation is from the bloodlines of Ibrahim alayhi salam. It will be based on your own beliefs and actions, those who follow Ibrahim. And as we've seen in the previous verses, that he was Hanifan Muslima, he was a Muwahid, believing in one Allah, and he was in submission to Allah. So you have to have these attributes to really have a true claim to Ibrahim. Merely wearing the badge or making the claim will make no difference. Inna awlan nasi bi Ibrahim alladhina taba'uhu wa hadha an-nabiyyu, and this prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa hadha an-nabi. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not only from the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salam. His lineage goes up all the way to Ibrahim alayhi salam, through Ismail alayhi salam to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. This isn't the only connection. There are many other connections, and they include the fact that, and this is substantial, in fact, the greatest reason that who is Ibrahim alayhi salam? He's a prophet of Allah, right? And who is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He's a prophet of Allah. So both are prophets of the same Allah. So why wouldn't they be close together? As we learn from the ahadith, the prophets are a fraternity. In prophethood, there is an ukhuwa. They have one origin. All of the anbiya are united in their nubuwa, in that they are all prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, why wouldn't the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be closer to Ibrahim alayhi salam, even though he came later than anyone else who claims that closeness? وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ. And of course, the followers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are also going to be close to Ibrahim alayhi salam by virtue of their closeness to Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I mentioned in the last dars that our deen is based on the foundations of the teachings of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The same manasik, meaning the a'mal of hajj, the same udhiyah and qurbani, the same ikhtitan and khatna, the circumcision, the umur of fitra, the wudu is the same, the salah is the same, meaning the ruku and sujood, it's not unique to our sharia. Zakat is in the shariat of Ibrahim alayhi salam, it's in our shariat. So the similarities are unlimited actually. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam simply purified the teachings of the millat of Ibrahim alayhi salam from the additions and distortions of the mushriks, of the polytheists. He removed shirk and innovations. And then Allah Azza wa Jal also completed the deen at the hands of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Furthermore, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a consequence of the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about himself that I am the dua, da'watu Ibrahim, the dua of Ibrahim. What does he mean? When Ibrahim alayhi salam built the Kaaba, he made a dua. وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوْ عَلِهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعْلِمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّهِمْ. Allah sent to them a messenger from amongst them who will recite upon them your verses and teach them the book and wisdom and purify them. That dua was accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it manifests in the form of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the Kaaba in your mind's eye at the time when it was built. And Ibrahim alayhi salam gave that call to Hajj. وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ الْأَكْبَرِ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَىٰ كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتُونَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍ عَمِيقٍ. He gives this call on the promise from Allah that you give the call and people will come on lean camels, meaning ones that which will have traveled from every deep ravine, from the paths amongst the mountains into the Valley of Makkah Mukarramah. And that's what happened. When we say Labbaik, we're answering to that. So think of that time when it was barren and there was no one there, no one lived there, and this Kaaba is being built in a place which is unknown to the world by and large at that time. And think of the Kaaba today, all the way in the year before last or so, there was this footage that was circulated that the unbroken safs from the Haram had continued all the way up to Jannat al-Ma'la. This is the Maqbara, the graveyard of Makkah Mukarramah. And the capacity of the Haram of Makkah is actually in the millions, 2-3 million or more. if you actually fill it on all sides, and it does get fulfilled. And when you look at it in the days of Hajj, the streets are full, the courtyards are full, the floors are full, the mataf is full. Yes? Think about this. This is the dua of Ibrahim. These sajideen, these ta'ifin, the ones who are doing tawaf, these mu'takifin of the Haram of Makkah, and people do Makkah, itikaf in Makkah, they still do itikaf in Makkah, in Makkah Mukarramah, in Masjid al-Haram. وَطَحِّرْ بَيْتَ لِلْطَائِفِينَ وَالْعَاكِفِينَ وَالْرُكَعِ السُّجُودِ. They're all followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the consequence of the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And the whole world, the masjids of Glasgow, all face the Qibla of the Kaaba. Yes? And think of the rest of the world. So every second there's an azan happening somewhere in the world. Just within the UK. Sometimes for 20 minutes non-stop, the Maghrib Adhan is happening, because from the northern tip to the southern tip, the time differences mean that sometimes in the year, some parts of the year, there's a 15-20 minute gap between sunset. So people are giving the Adhan non-stop, and this continues around the whole globe. We're reading our Isha prayer, and the Canadians are reading their Dhuhr Asr prayer, the Americans. And the Australians have their own time frame. So, this is the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So this is a connection. Inna awla an-nasi bi Ibrahim alladhina taba'uhu wa hadha nabi. This Nabi and this Ummah connected to Ibrahim alayhi salam. And it doesn't stop there. This was actually known by the Ahlul Kitab. The Ahlul Kitab. And so, in Makkah Mukarramah, when life became difficult and permission was given for Hijrat, and two groups of people migrated by boat to Habasha, and landed in Abyssinia, in Habasha, and they were received well by Najashi, the king there, the Christian king, who eventually became a Muslim. He embraced Islam. He would refer to the believers, to the Muslims, as Hizbu Ibrahim, the true group of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He knew this from his knowledge of the previous scriptures, the Torah and the Injil. He knew that these are the people who really represent the teachings of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And let us continue. I've mentioned the Hajj and the Qurbani and the Khatna, for example. We've just performed Isha Salah. Yes? Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Ali Muhammadin kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala Ali Muhammadin kama ala wa ala Ali Ibrahim. So who else does this? Okay, so there are 12 sunnahs, mu'akkadah. 12 sunnahs. And so 12 times before the salam, we read this durood. Yes? And there are 5 fard prayers. So there's we have the 12 sunnahs, which are divided into 6 sets. So we have the Fajr sunnahs, and then the 2 sets of sunnahs with Dhuhr, that's 3 times, yes? And then after Maghrib and Isha, that's 5 times. And then there's the Fard of the 5 times a day. So 5 plus 5 is 10, and then the Witr, that's 11, yes? And then if you read any Nafils, and you read the sunnahs before Asr, for example, that's extra. Tahajjud, Awwabin, Ishraq, Duha, yes? So at least 11 times, and usually more. People who are regular in their salah are likely to perform some nafil prayer. A dozen times or more, every single Muslim is mentioning Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam twice in his qa'da, in his jalsa, in every single salah. Yes? Every day. Do other people who claim Ibrahim alayhi salam for their own do this? In fact, do they mention any prophet in their supplications? Is there any prophet of Allah who is mentioned by any ummah besides the Muslims daily in their prayers? No? So, inna awla an-nasi bi Ibrahim alladhina taba'uhu wa hadha an-nabi walladhina ma'ahu. Yes? It's very self-evident. And so, the mufassireen and the ulama say that this may also be a reason that Allah is saying we are the closest to Ibrahim alayhi salam. And so, What does this mean? Why do we mention Ibrahim alayhi salam in a durood, in a salat? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. O Allah, send your mercy upon Muhammad, wa ala ali Muhammad, and upon the al of Muhammad. This has two explanations. One explanation is the progeny of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the special virtue of being linked in blood to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the second tafsir of this is all of those who are connected in iman to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as such, it's even broader. In the first instance, it would be all of those who are connected in blood to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and are in the state of iman and Islam. Yes? Because if you don't, then you lose your connection. Just as Allah said to Nuh alayhi salam, relating to his son, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٍ. He's not from your ahl, he's not from your family, because his actions are not good. So if someone is connected in lineage to any of the Anbiya, after all human beings are connected to Adam alayhi salam, yes? But they don't have iman, they lose that connection. The connection will not be there in the hereafter. So anyone who's on Islam, iman, and his lineage connects up with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the whole ummah is doing dua for them, wa ala ali Muhammad. And number two, if you take the second tafsir, then it's broader. And it includes all of those who are connected in iman to the imani family, of which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wives are the mothers, ummahatul mu'minin. Innamal mu'minuna ikhwa. And the believers are all brothers amongst themselves. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is as a father is to his children. The Prophet is as a father in his compassion, in his love. And so, this is a broader explanation. Wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallayta ala Ibrahim, as you sent your mercy upon Ibrahim, wa ala ali Ibrahim, and upon the family of Ibrahim. And then in the second instance, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. O Allah, send your blessings upon Muhammad and upon the family of Muhammad, as you sent your blessings upon Ibrahim and the family of Ibrahim. There are actually in excess of 70 opinions mentioned by various muhaddithun. Maulana Musa Ruhani Al-Bazi rahimahullah mentions over 70 opinions as to why, and other ulama have enlisted lots of reasons besides, as to why this particular usage is used, this particular comparison, the salah of Allah's mercy and on Muhammad should be as it was on Ibrahim. Why have we been taught to say it like this? What are the reasons? A simple explanation given by Shaykh al-Hadith Imam Zakariya rahimahullah ta'ala is that because it raises the question, if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Imam of the Anbiya and most senior, then how does this work within these words? And the answer is simple. One simple answer is that sometimes things are compared even though one is superior to the other. So, yes? There's a similarity. But the point here, purpose of discussing the salat and durud sharif of our salat in this dars is to explain the connection of this ummah with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Yes? Yes? So, inna awla an-nasi bi Ibrahim alladhina taba'uhu wa hadha an-nabi walladhina amanu walladhina ma'ah. Wallahu waliyul mu'mineen. And Allah is the assistant and friend of the believers. So we conclude with this, and there's a large section after this, with the ta'ifa min ahli al-kitab. Inshallah, we'll proceed with that in the next verse. May Allah accept what's been discussed and make it a source of khair and benefit for us. And also grant us tawfiq to appreciate our connection with the Anbiya through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in particular, our connection with Ibrahim alayhi salam through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even before that, our connection and the privilege of having this connection through iman with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem.